Hey everybody, this is Kasia with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to talk to you about Anchor, which is a way to record your thoughts and tips or whatever it is for your business that you want to do. And let me tell you, it's free. It's really easy. You can record right from your phone or your computer. I have the app loaded on my phone, and it's just really easy. When I get inspired as I'm driving down the road, I pull over to the side, I go, okay, let me just talk about this one point that a friend and I were talking about, or maybe a client brought up to you that, you know what, maybe some other people need this tip too. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear it in so many places. And there's also a way you can make money from your podcast. So download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hi, everybody. This is Kasia, and thanks again for joining me for my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about setting up space for distance learning. Unfortunately, we've had lately to deal with something called coronavirus. If you've been living under a rock, you probably don't know about it, but a lot of us here in Germany have been affected by it, and we're scrambling, if you have kids, to set up unique spaces for our kids so that they have a place to actually do the distance learning and still go to school and learn something while they're at home. Versus, you know, TV time, Netflix, and things like that. So I have three kids, and of course, in our little German home here, well, it's actually not so little, it's, for some people it's actually kind of big, we were very limited on the things we could bring here to Germany, so we made sure that we could fit everything, because we expected in a German home to be a lot smaller. So when we moved, we only picked things like one couch, two chairs, one dining set, a bed, a dresser, just the basics, you know? So all the extra things that I've had in my previous home, I had things like an extra sectional because we had a big playroom and lots of toys and bookshelves and things like that. So we really had to be picky on what we brought with us. So in that case, we had four desks that back in our old home that here in Germany, we really only brought one desk. I also brought something like a sofa table and little side tables for the living room, knowing that we could take those things and use them in other places. I just didn't know where. I brought them with me because I thought, okay, this would be probably good to have. Well, it turns out I was right on some things. What we ended up needing was a desk for my high schooler because her room is so small, her bedroom, all she can really fit in is her dresser and her bed and a nightstand. And then there's a big armoire for her closet. And that's all that really can fit in there. So a desk is not possible in her bedroom. Plus, I wouldn't want to necessarily keep her in her bedroom for her studying if we can help it. But again, you do what you can with what you have, right? So we found a spot. We have a basement storage room where we used basically all our luggage and boxes and things that we could not use or don't want to, were packed by accident, which we found. We put her desk in there. Well, we didn't have a desk, but I did have a sofa table. So we brought the sofa table down. I had an extra dining chair. And luckily, there's outlets down here in the basement in the storage room. So voila, we have a desk ready working for our high schooler. Our other kids are in elementary school, so they don't need as much as a separate space because this, for the high schooler, was behind a closed door. The other ones, yes, they needed some space. Luckily, I had a little IKEA table and chairs for the smaller ones so that they can actually sit down and do the work. We decided that they needed to be in their own spaces away from the main areas of like the living room and the kitchen. Now, again, up to you on how you want to work this, but here with distance learning, you either need headphones with the laptop or the tablet that you're going to be using, or the computer, where some of you may have to put them all together in one room. Other times, if you can, separate them out to be able to do their own work. So, Again, you get to be a little bit creative when it comes to getting your workspace set up for your kids for distance learning. Our solution for the high schooler was using the sofa table along with a chair and then kind of sticking them in a storage room. And then the younger ones, they're up way up on the top floor, which is luckily we have a playroom that they can sit up there. And listen to. Now, of course, not the best way, not because they could get distracted by the toys that are surrounding them, but it's a little table and chairs. It's not in the main area where I have to work from or my husband has to work from. So we all have our little spaces. So see what works for you. Use your things that you have that you thought, you know what, I can use that now instead of the desk, or put someone in the little corner over here if they need help. But be creative, have a little fun. This will all be over soon. Have a great time.